Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Lisa Byington, who is weekend anchor and reporter, sports anchor and reporter for WLNS TV6. Good afternoon, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. Always doing some interesting things over at TV6. And this is a story, I think, that has gotten a lot of attention and will. And you're doing a special report on the Catherine Mahoney story. She is the gymnast who was paralyzed after a fall in December. Why don't you give us some of the background on the injury, and then we'll move to what's going on today with her.
Yeah, the injury actually happened December 29th. I can remember exactly where I was. I was down covering the MSU football team, who was getting ready to play Alabama in the Capital One Bowl. In fact, most of the Michigan State people were down in Florida at the time that this happened. It was in the afternoon, December 29th, like I said, and she was just practicing a vault, and in Catherine's words, the vault that she has done several times. She hit the vault kind of crooked, actually landed on her chest and her face, and in consequence broke her C6 vertebrae. She had very little feeling in her upper body. She was paralyzed from the waist down. She still is. She's getting mobility now in her upper body. But, she was immediately rushed to Sparrow Hospital that afternoon. Her parents, who live in Chicago, were notified. They drove in from Chicago to Lansing. And she has since been transferred from Sparrow to Chicago. She is now actually living with her parents 4 months later, which is good news. And she's just going through kind of some daily rehab stuff, which is some of the stuff that we will show in this piece.
Now, the upper portion of her body might be paralyzed as well, and she has regained motion there, as you said?
Yeah, initially she was on a ventilator. If you can even imagine, her parents, first time they saw her after they were notified of this accident, they walked into intensive care and saw their daughter on a ventilator. And no one really knew at the time what her capabilities would be. I mean, thankfully, the MSU doctor, Larry Nassar, who actually has done some work with some of the national Olympians, he was thankfully there the day that the accident happened. So he was able maybe to talk the parents through a little bit. But slowly but surely, she had to wear a neck brace for about 3 months. Just within the last month, she's had that taken away. But she could not even sit up in her bed on her own initially. Now she has movement in her arms. In fact, you can even see some muscle development in her biceps. She has movement in her wrists and her arms. She doesn't have movement in her fingers. Some of the rehab stuff we saw her do, she struggles even doing the simplest things that we might take for granted, picking a quarter off the counter or opening up a sugar packet, lifting up a pretzel stick. Those are the things that she has to do in rehab that was completely and amazing to watch, because, like I said, it's something that you and I do every day, and we just don't think about it.
Now, are doctors encouraged, as well as the rehabilitation specialist working with her, on movement continuing to get better?
Yeah, they're optimistic. She has enough mobility, and she's shown enough positive signs, at least with her upper body, that she will be able to live independently. No one's making any projections about her lower body and if she'll be able to walk again. Her father challenged her, and we'll show you what that challenge is in our piece, but it's kind of interesting. As an athlete, you're always being challenged, and I think he kind of looked at it that way. But right now, he said he'd be happy with any mobility, and he kind of moved his fingers up and down, and pinched them together, and he said, I would be happy with this, let alone having her walk. So, they're taking it one step at a time, and this is someone, like I said, who basically 3 months ago couldn't even sit up on her own, is now wheeling herself around in a wheelchair, and it's a very, very long process, and I think it's something that the Mahoney family underestimated, how long of a process it is, and how you might not see the progress day to day, like someone might see if they haven't seen Catherine in about a week or two.
Well, it's a long process, and I can't imagine the process for the whole family involved, and yet she's made some dramatic improvements from the initial assessment.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I watched her. She was working on actually what they call transferring from her wheelchair to a mat they were pretending was her bed. I mean, those are things that she has to work on, and she has to work on rolling in bed. She puts on a strap with loops on her leg, and she puts her hand through the loop to try and lift her leg up onto the bed. She was able to do it for the first time. We actually noticed that for the first time without that strap on. And that was a huge step for her. I mean, her dad even said, watching her get out of the car when she moves her leg into the wheelchair on her own, I've never seen her do that before. She's a real determined kid.
What about her spirits and how she's doing emotionally with all of this? I mean, it just turned life upside down and changed it for her forever.
It has. You know, everyone says that she's a great kid, and I didn't know Catherine Mahoney before this accident happened. And the last thing I told her when I left her house is, I know you might not feel like you're accomplishing something. I said, but I want you to know that you inspired me. And she's an incredible kid, and I'm kind of breaking down here even talking about it.
Well, I can hear it, Lisa. I can hear it. I can only imagine.
You know, when I edit the piece, it's very emotional. It's an emotional thing, and she's taking it like a champ.
My guess is she's reacting to this now as she's reacted to life as a competitor in the past. This is a new challenge.
Yep, and her parents have been fantastic. They've transformed their house. The only way she can get enter and exit her house is through the backyard. They put a lift on, and she just kind of is raised and lowered in her wheelchair on that. They have a seat with railings. It's a motorized seat that takes her upstairs. Her parents actually gave up their master bedroom so she could have it. And they moved into her older sister's room, who's now, you know, married and doesn't live there anymore. So they squeezed their queen-size bed into her older sister's room just so they could transform their master bedroom to make it wheelchair accessible. They totally redid it, totally redid the shower and the sink and everything. And so, you know, Catherine has a great spirit, but she got that from her parents, and they're all kind of Team Mahoney kind of taking this on.
What about her schooling? Where was she in schooling, and is she planning on continuing as she moves forward?
Yeah, that's her ultimate short-term goal. I mean, I think the long-term goal is to get the most mobility that she can, but short-term-wise, I mean, she really is eyeing coming back to Michigan State and going back to school in the fall. And she is a chemical engineering student, and if she didn't have this accident, she would have been going to school for 5 years, so she would have had another year. The accident happened in December, now tacks on about another half year. So for, you know, a student with, you know, normal mobility, they would have a year and a half. I don't know if she's going to be able to do it in a year and a half. It might be 2 years. Mm-hmm. It might be 2.5. It might be 3. Ultimately, that's her short-term goal. And, you know, there's lots of things that go into that, though. I mean, well, wheelchair accessibility for apartments and taking lecture notes, maybe by audio and video, and, you know, like vocal sort of software that she can use to write papers. There's a lot that goes into it.
Well, it's as you said, an inspiring story. It's going to be on TV6 tomorrow on Thursday. When can we see it?
You can see it's in two parts. Thursday at 6 p.m., and even though I'm the sports person, it's actually going to run in news. So if you turn it on for sports, you'll have missed it.
Okay.
I don't want people, and they normally are used to seeing me at 6:20 and 11:20. It's going to be in the first segment of news, depending on what happens news-wise that day. I'm not sure where it's going to fall.
Well,
it'll be shortly after 6 o'clock, and the 6 o'clock piece talks about her accident, how it affected her family. There will be also an 11 o'clock piece that solely is dedicated to her rehab and recovery.
Well, Lisa, I'm excited to see the story. I know you're, like as you said, it's emotional and inspirational, and I think it's one we all need to see. Thanks for coming on to tease it for us and tell us about it, and we'll look forward to seeing it. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Lisa Byington, who's sports weekend anchor and reporter at WLNS TV6. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.